This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The war in Ukraine has loomed over the Good Friday services at the Vatican. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Participants in the solemn torchlit procession in the ancient arena take turns carrying a plain, tall and slim cross as part of the commemoration of Jesus' suffering and death by crucifixion, and are acknowledged by Pope Francis. Ukrainian officials had denounced the Vatican's plan to have a Ukrainian woman and a Russian woman carry the cross together during the procession, objecting to an idea of reconciliation while Ukraine is ravaged by war unleashed by Russia. In his homily, Pope Francis made no reference to the disagreement, praying that God disarm the hand raised by brother against brother, so that where there is hatred, harmony will bloom. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian missile strikes hit Ukraine's capital and other cities on Saturday as Moscow said its troops had cleared the urban area of Mariupol, and only a small contingent of Ukrainian fighters remained inside a steelworks plant in the besieged southern port. Russia's claim to have all but taken control of Mariupol, which was the scene of the war's heaviest fighting so far and the worst humanitarian catastrophe, could not be independently verified. If true, this would be the first major city to have fallen to Russian forces since the February 24th invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday the situation in the besieged port remained extremely severe, and Kyiv was in touch with city's defenders every day. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Taliban accused Pakistan on Saturday of launching cross-border military raids inside Afghanistan, which reportedly caused dozens of civilian casualties. Local Taliban officials confirmed to VOA, on condition of anonymity, that Pakistani jets on Saturday bombed several villages in the border province of Khost, killing at least 30 civilians, including women and children. The claims could not be immediately verified by independent sources. Hundreds of residents in Khost were in the streets Saturday to protest the deadly airstrikes. They chanted death to Pakistan. Separately, Taliban officials in the adjoining Kunar province reported overnight cross-border shelling by Pakistani troops targeting civilian areas in the Sultan district. A provincial government spokesman, Maloy Najibullah, told VOA the shelling killed at least six residents of the Sultan district. Chief Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid, in a statement, stressed the need for resolving bilateral problems through political means. A UN agency says a boat carrying migrants has capsized off the Libyan coast, leaving at least 35 people dead or presumed dead. It says the shipwreck happened on Friday off the western Libyan city of Sabratha. It says the bodies of six migrants were pulled out while 29 others were missing and presumed dead. The tragedy was the latest involving migrants departing North Africa to seek a better life in Europe. Libya has emerged as the dominant transit point for migrants fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. Iraqi authorities said Saturday that 11 people, including 9 schoolteachers, died in a head-on road collision south of Baghdad as they returned from a Ramadan meal. The accident happened in Babylon province around midnight as the group was returning in a minibus from the Shiite holy city of Karbala, this according to a police source. Thai rebels, sidelined from peace talks, claimed responsibility on Saturday for deadly bombings in the country's Muslim-majority deep south that broke a Ramadan holiday agreement between the main rebel group and the government. The two explosions on Friday, which killed a civilian and injured 3 policemen, were carried out by G5, a militant group of the Patani United Liberation Organization. Its president, Kasturi Makota, told Reuters news agency that information. More than 7,000 people have been killed since 2004 in the fighting. Recapping our top story, Russian missile strikes hit Ukraine's capital and other cities on Saturday. Moscow said it had cleared the area of Mariupol of Ukrainian troops. Marissa Melton, VOA News.